You are listening to RudolfSteinerAudio.com. If you are listening to the podcast of this, it is located at RudolfSteiner.podbean.com. Please consider becoming a patron. As well, there are two publishing houses, SteinerBooks.org in America and RudolfSteinerPress.com in England, who are the sole publishers of Steiner into English and have given me permission to do these recordings. Please consider patronizing them as well. This is a reading of Collected Works, Volume 27, by Dr. Rudolf Steiner and Dr. Ida Wegman, entitled Extending Practical Medicine, formerly known as Fundamentals of Therapy, translated by Anna Moyes. This is Chapter 15, entitled The Method of Treatment. Insight into medicinal actions is based on gaining a full picture of the forces that evolve in the world outside man. For, to initiate a healing process, we must introduce substances into the organism that will spread in it in such a way that the pathological process gradually becomes a normal one. The nature of the pathological process is such, of course, that something occurs in the organism which does not become part of its total activity. This is something which such a process has in common with a process in the natural world outside. We may say that disease develops when a process developing in the inner organism is similar to one in outside nature. Such a process may involve the physical or the etheric organism. Either the astral body or the eye must then perform a function it does not usually perform. At a time of life when they should be coming into their own in independent activity of soul, they have to wind themselves back to an earlier period of life, in many cases actually the embryonic period, and become involved in the creation of physical and etheric configurations that should already exist in the sphere of the physical and the etheric organism. That is, configurations taken care of by the astral body and the eye organization in the earliest part of human life, and later taken over by the physical and etheric organism only. For all development in the human organism depends on the principle that the total configuration of the physical and etheric body results originally from the activity of the astral and of the eye organization, and that as life progresses, astral and eye activity continue in the physical and etheric organization. If they do not, the astral body and the eye organization have to intervene in a way for which they are no longer suitable at this stage of their development. Let us assume there is stasis in the lower abdomen. The physical and etheric organizations have failed to perform the functions they were given to perform in this part of the body in the preceding stage of life. Astral and eye activity have to intervene. This weakens them for other functions in the organism. They are not where they should be, for example, in the configuration of the nerves that go into the muscles. The result are signs of paralysis in some parts of the organism. It is now a matter of introducing substances into the human organism that are able to relieve the astral and the eye organization of activities that have not been allotted to them. You may find that the processes involved in creating powerful volatile oils in the plant organism, and specifically in the development of flowers, can thus relieve. Substances that contain phosphorus can also do it. All we have to do is take care to add other substances to the phosphorus so that its action develops in the intestine and not in metabolism that lies outside the intestine. If there are inflammatory changes in the skin, astral body and eye organization are developing abnormal activity in that part. They then withdraw from the functions they should perform in more internal organs. They reduce the sensitivity of internal organs. With their sensitivity reduced, these, in turn, cease to perform the processes assigned to them. The result may be abnormal conditions in liver function, for instance, and this may influence the digestion in the wrong way. If silica is introduced into the organism, the activities of the astral and the eye organism on the skin are relieved. The inward-directed activity of these organisms is made available again, and a healing process sets in. When we have pathological states that show themselves in palpitations, this is a case of irregular activity of the astral organism acting on the blood circulation process. This activity is then weakened with regard to brain processes. Epileptic states develop because reduced astral activity in the head organism puts too much of a strain on the etheric activity belonging to that area. If we introduce the gum-like substance that may be obtained from levisciticum, lovage, in form of a tea, or even better, processed to some degree to obtain a medicinal preparation, into the organism, the astral body activity that is wrongly applied to the blood circulation is released and made stronger in the brain organization. In all these cases, suitable diagnostic methods must determine the direction of the pathological actions. Take the last case. It may be that the original cause was disrupted interaction between etheric and astral body in the blood circulation. The cerebral signs are the consequence. Treatment may then be instituted in the way described. The situation may be the other way round, however. The irregularity may originally have developed between the astral and the etheric activity in the cerebral system. In that case, irregular blood circulation and abnormal cardiac activity result. We then have to introduce sulfates into the metabolic process, for instance. The effect of these on the etheric organization of the brain is to cause a strong attraction to the astral body. We can observe this from the fact that thinking initiative, the sphere of the will, and the whole integrity of the individual's nature show a change for the better. It will then probably prove necessary to support the astral forces using a copper salt, for instance, so that they may grow into their new action on the circulatory system. You will find that the total organism returns to its regular activity when excess activity caused by the astral and eye organism in some part of the body is replaced by an activity brought about from outside. The organism has the tendency to balance its deficits. It will therefore restore itself if an irregularity is artificially regulated for a time to such effect that the process that has been provoked inside and which has to stop is fought with a similar process that is set in scene from without. The end of chapter 15.